Hello, 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 and welcome to the Velvet Studio, home of Ottawa's queer media and Canada's top LGBT community radio show. And we are doing the big gay quiz of the year. Now, we have with us three expert panelists. And we may be joined by a fourth expert. Well, not so much of an expert panelist, but a fourth panelist. If he decides to join us, we'll see. Either way.
You're kind of overstating our qualifications here.
You are an expert. Maybe the most qualified amongst us is Sebastian Plante. He has been the host of the Velvet Studio for 5 years. Congratulations on your tenure there.
On my tenure?
Yeah, as being...
Tenure.
Now you're just mocking me.
I think I'm actually an alto, but yeah, okay.
Anyway, so joining Sebastian, who I'm going to mute from the rest of the show, is Joshua Mayo. How are you doing?
Good, good.
Excellent. And joining us also is Jake Nguyen. How are you doing?
Not too bad, not too bad.
Excellent. And I do believe
Brendan
is joining us in the other studio now. Are you there with us, Brendan?
No, he's. I think I just saw him. He has to get into the room, so.
Okay, well, we'll give him a minute.
Oh, okay.
We'll give him a second to do that. All right, so we are playing the big, the gay, the quiz. Now, there has been, unfortunately, a lot of dreadful news this year. The horrific fire of Fort Murray, Brexit, the Zika virus, the Orlando shootings, and perhaps the greatest infection and tragedy that befell us in 2016, Donald Trump was elected. For that, we are gratefully, most dreadfully.
I thought you were going to make a Justin Bieber joke in there somewhere.
No.
Okay.
Although we did release an album this year, so I mean...
And the worst part is, it was an entire album of songs. You're like, oh, this is actually quite nice. What is this? Damn it, it's Justin Bieber.
I know. Awkward moment when you're like, oh, I like this. No.
Yeah.
Internal loathing.
It's like it's on Spotify and it's like it's supposed to be good. And I'm just like, And then his voice come on and you check the phone. And it's like, maybe not. Mm.
But it's not all doom and gloom, folks.
Or Justin Bieber.
It's not all Justin Bieber, thankfully. This year, millions of Canadians cheered, celebrated, and just had a gosh darn good time.
At a Celine Dion concert.
Well, yes. I mean, why did that need to be said? I feel like it was always assumed. But rather, all the Canadians were thrilled with the opportunity to answer some questions. I am referring to, of course, the Canadian Census of 2016 that broke all records for actual record keeping and was the most popular census since the Canadian Census was invented.
It's one of the most answered voluntary census. Well, I mean, it's voluntary. It's not voluntary, but like you don't get jailed if you don't do it. But anyway, of census taking in the history where you don't get jailed for not doing it, it is one of the most answered ever.
Now,
speaking of censies, Christmas was last week, so good on everyone for that. I hope you're doing well.
Yes, and we hope you checked out our show talking about bridging the gap between Christians and the gay community.
Jonathan was looking at me blank-eyed. The reason why Joseph and Mary traveled to Bethlehem was to answer a census, which is...
Oh, right.
There's
right.
bureaucracy involved in the Christmas right. story.
Got to get there to fill out the census. Very important, very important. Now, unfortunately, a lot of people passed last year, the victims of the Orlando shooting and various celebrities who also passed. Alan Rickman comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think life will ever be the same without Snape. But one death that I personally am happy for, actually two, Pokemon Go stopped being a thing. So that was good.
A lot of people lost a lot of weight. Like, Pokemon Go was not a bad thing for society. It was just people who didn't get it.
Now, my mum would get my stepfather to drive, and she would just flick Pokeballs in the car as they drove along. So I'm not sure if it was really fully utilized as a weight loss program. Not to say my mom needs to be a weight loss program, but this is an example of
your mom
when
needs
it
to
wasn't.
Be a weight loss program.
No. Also, VCR died, so that's one less medium for us to worry about.
My sister actually got a bike for Pokemon Go, and now I think about it. Oh my god! Like I remember seeing her and her husband posting a photo of them getting a bike, and it was like Pokemon Go. I was like, this is not gonna end well. And now I'm just glad.
Hello, Brendan. Where were you? You
eating my dinner?
You disappeared.
I very quickly heated up my dinner and ate it.
Oh, that's okay. So we're jumping off first round of the quiz. Are you all ready?
Oh, we're doing the quiz now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought the quiz was at 6.
No, it is right now.
It is right now. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, ready. Round one.
You don't get the pantyhose, by the way.
Round one.
I get the pantyhose.
I'm going to talk right over you unless you shush. Round one.
I choose not to.
No, you will choose to shush or I will mute your mic.
It's fascism.
Well, he's white.
Hey!
You are, and you're British.
Funny laughs aside.
Okay. Canadian queer movies. With the success of Carol, winner of GLAAD's Outstanding Release Award, there's been a wave of new movies. But can you guess the title of these Canadian queer movies released this year? I'll tell you the synopsis and give you a hint. And you have to tell me what the title of the song is. Okay, so.
And by song, movie? You mean movie.
Yes, that's what I meant. By song, I meant movie. Okay, so first of all, the synopsis for this one. An unexpected affair quickly escalates into a heart-stopping reality for two women whose passionate connection changes their lives forever.
Is the movie titled I'm Sorry by Justin Bieber?
The hint is, the title is Below Her Blank.
Bushes.
Not below her bushes.
Below belt. Her skirts.
But like below the belt. That's just inappropriate, Jake. Any other guesses? I'll read the synopsis again. An unexpected affair quickly escalates into heart-stopping reality for two women whose passionate connection changed their lives forever. Mm. No other guesses?
Below her eyes. Oh, below her gaze.
He's looking at his phone.
Are you Googling it?
I'm not Googling it. I'm Googling Justin Bieber.
Oh, my God. All right. The answer is actually Below Her Mouth, directed by April Mullen and set in Toronto. Check it out. Next film. Hopefully, you will do a little bit better. A film about growing apart when growing up. Two best friends' relationship strains when one deals with her newfound sexuality and the other with breaking up with her long-term boyfriend.
Is it called What Do You Mean?
No. It's Something Adult is the name of the title, is the name of the movie. So blank adults.
Being adults?
Becoming adults.
I will take that. The actual answer is Almost Adults, a movie directed by Sarah Rotella. Now, next one, question number 3. A creative and driven teenager is desperate to escape a hometown and haunting memories of his turbulent childhood. I realize I got the gender wrong halfway through.
That sounds like everyone.
Yeah, I know. Hashtag every gay teen movie ever. Yeah.
Or every gay ever.
The hint is closet blank.
Narnia?
Closet monster.
Yes, so this is Narnia. Let me just reread the synopsis. A creative and driven teenager is desperate to escape his hometown. So far, so good. And the haunting memories of his turbulent childhood. Actually, the Narnia, that kind of fits, but no.
It does.
I was thinking it was Baby, Baby, Baby by Justin Bieber.
No, it's Something Closet. Something Closet. Closet something, Closet Blank.
Closet blank.
Closet mods.
Closet monster.
That's it. Closet monster.
Oh, wow. Seriously?
Directed and written by Stephen Dunn, winner of the Best Canadian Film on Vimeo at the Toronto International Film Festival.
Oh, wow. I really just threw that out. I was watching like these horror movies the other day. So
It was probably called Cosmic Monster by Stephen Dunn.
Or Trolls 2.
It's a horror movie.
Or Trolls 2. Okay. As a small group in Nunavut, Canada, prepare for a seminal LGBTQ pride celebration in the Arctic, this film explores how colonization and religion have shamed and erased the traditional Inuit beliefs about sexuality and family structure, and how, 60 years later, a new generation of Inuit are actually actively unshaming their past. It is two blank things, two blank things.
One less lonely girl.
No.
That doesn't fit.
That's also a Justin Bieber
song. Are you just using Justin Bieber songs as answers? Because at one point...
The Big Gay Quiz of the Year brought to you by Justin Bieber.
That's just creepy.
You say one big thing, one little thing? It's
no,
like
two things.
Big...
to something, isn't it?
Big island, small dream. Because Baffin Island is actually a very large island. That's big, big... Big sky.
You keep using the word big, but the big is not in the answer.
Is it?
It's not.
I thought he said
it
was.
It's two blank things.
Two blank things. Two moist things.
Two moist things. Wow, we're talking about the Inuit unshaming the colonization of that.
Yeah.
And you've gone with moist. Two moist things.
Moist.
There's one more thing which
Well, you don't know Inuit culinary culture.
Well, I know it doesn't include Justin Bieber.
Well, not with that attitude.
Oh my god.
You've started this.
Can we stop, please?
Yeah, I'm sorry for that unnecessary Justin Bieber there.
You know, this is like 2017. This is going to ruin everyone's year.
I feel like hashtag unnecessary Bieber should be a thing.
Yes. Absolutely.
Isn't every
the correct answer is two soft things, two hard things, directed by Mark Kenneth Woods and Michael Yerksa.
That just sounds suggestive.
Bonus.
You know what? I was going to guess two hard things, but I wasn't sure if that would be appropriate.
Well, bonus question.
Have you been paying attention to anything coming out of my mouth? I don't think appropriateness is on the table anymore.
So, bonus question. What film profiling Sean Paul Lockhart garnered substantial press coverage in 2016? The movie stars the Disney Channel's Garrett Clayton. The film was criticized by the real-life person it's based on for making a mockery of the industry they work in. What is it?
Kanye West.
King Cobra.
Yeah, no, it's the porn one.
Yeah. It's about that case thing.
Brett Corrigan.
It is. Yeah. It is about Brett Corrigan. Can you tell us what happened?
Is it about the Brett Corrigan murders?
Yes. So it's basically about a real story in the gay porn industry. There's this Brett Corrigan guy.
Mm. Brett Corrigan, of course, being the porn name for Clayton, the name I
mentioned. So Brett Corrigan is actually an innocent bystander in all of this. He was not actually involved in the murders.
But he's actually being used as an objectifying tool because... He's very, very fucking popular.
I would like to apologize to our listeners on behalf of that.
So the reason why he was a big deal was that he was a versatile bottom who was very well endowed, and he did a few scenes, very famous scenes, and then it came out that he was still only 17, and then there were legal battles over who would get him as an exclusive actor in their studio when he finally became legal age. And it escalated, and it ended up with a major studio producer murdering another major studio producer. Is the overall theme of the Corrigan murders. And then when he found out that people were killing over the right to film him naked, he was like, "Whoa, flattering, but whoa."
Yeah, unfortunately, nobody is killed for the right to film me naked yet. But I'm not encouraging it. But I mean,
I guess that's war peace now.
Filling you naked or murdering?
Well, both, really. Yeah.
I think the fact that there was a moment of hesitation is not a good sign.
Yeah. Anyway, we're moving swiftly on. So unfortunately, this year we did see the loss of Pete Burns, who famously challenged gender norms. For folks listening at home, here's a reminder of some of the good work that Pete Burns did in the band Dead or Alive. And we'll be back just after this. welcome back to the Big Gay Quiz of the Year live. Well, not well, sort of live. We are being hosted on. This is the Velvet Studio, of course, hosting the Big Gay Quiz of the Year. And
Luke, I have a question for you.
Yes.
You never actually announced the title of that previous song, because what we were hearing in here, we discussed this.
Oh, God.
It sounded like he was singing Teacher, Teacher, My Butt Is Strong. And I was thinking that's actually a really good, that's a good thing to sing about. That's something to be very happy.
Like in phys ed classes. You're like, teacher, teacher, my butt is strong. Yeah, like, I can see that. Yeah.
I mean, if I had a banging booty, I would sing about it.
Somebody send Justin Bieber that shit.
Yeah. Okay, so we're not going back to... That was Dead or Alive with That's the Way, Aha, Aha, I Like It, Aha, Aha.
Ah.
Now, in the title, Aha, Aha isn't spelled out. It's literally just That's the Way I Like It. Anywho.
Nothing to do with his butt being strong.
Nothing to do with his butt being strong.
Okay. Everyone have a strong butt.
No. You have a lovely butt.
In a probe.
I'm just being complimentary. Bonus question. At what age and for what reason did Pete Giuseppe Burns drop out of school?
He was...
17. 16?
Okay, you go first.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Do you have an actual answer or a joke answer?
I have no idea.
It better be a joke.
Wow,
answer.
We have somebody in the audience who knows the answer. That is astounding. Well, I'm not going to like spoil the guess here, but any other guesses from the actual panelists?
did he drop out at age 20 from Cambridge University for being too hot to handle, too cold to hold?
Are you quoting more Justin Bieber?
No, actually, too hot to handle, too cold to hold is from the Ghostbusters rap. At the end of the second movie.
All right. The correct answer was 14. And it was, he was summoned to the headmaster's office because of actions not in line with the Catholic Church.
Oh, please. So, I do that all the time.
Yeah. This is, of course, Pete Burns, who fronted Dead or Alive, who also famously at one point sued or made a point of accusing Boy George of stealing his image. Now we are moving on to.
But Pete Burns wore an eye patch for a while.
Did he have a really bad eye, or like was?
No, I think it was just a style
an aesthetic thing.
Yeah, an aesthetic thing.
That would
yeah.
make it really. Would that like not affect his ability to dance about and sing and things?
Well, it affects your depth perception. But if you're the only person on stage and there's no one near you, who cares?
That's fine. All right, moving on. Canadian news. In October, changes to the Public Health Agency of Canada meant that 41 organizations would have lost their funding. Mm-hmm. The BHAC promised $26.4 million in funding last year, and they funded 124 organizations. But how much money was requested? Now, if you tuned in 3 weeks ago when we interviewed the executive director of the Canadian Aid Society, and remember these things, you would obviously know that number because we did mention it a few times. So how much money did they ask for?
Is it like an overvalue than 26 million?
Well, yeah. I feel like they would have asked for a little bit more.
50?
You know, I'm going to give you an easier question because no one's going to get it. It was actually 63 million.
Hey, you weren't that far.
Yeah. So the easier question, what famous ginger got tested for HIV?
Prince Harry.
Prince Harry,
Jake,
what?
Stop it.
Yeah.
You said hot ginger. I know all the hot gingers, most of them.
Each hot ginger
that
in the
or
world.
Ed Sheeran. Like, that's really it. That end of list.
Have you seen that ginger calendar thing?
Oh, like the fireman calendar?
That was the
actually,
was
they
one.
Recently released the Warwick Rowers calendar.
Yes.
If it wasn't such a hassle to... I'm going to ask my grandmother to, like... Send me a copy.
It's basically softcore porn.
Yeah.
It's also one of the few things out there that actually eroticizes freckles on your shoulders and upper back. Which there's not a lot of...
I like freckles.
Yeah. Brendan's making a face. That's a thing. You know, some people have freckles on their shoulders and upper back, right?
Yeah, of course.
Like, and sometimes if you're on the bus and you're standing and there's like a guy sitting there and he's wearing a collared shirt and he's like reading a book and his head is tilted forward and you can see straight down the collar... And then you can see the freckles going down into like the darkness of the shirt, and you just sit there thinking, "I wonder how far down they go." And you, having just finished watching Deep Space Nine, knows what the answer is. What did Jugsy Adak say?
All the way down.
All the way down.
All the way down.
That's right.
But those are tattoos.
That was the most erotic thing okay. I've ever seen in Star Trek, by the way. Was it Bashir who asked her how far down her freckles went?
No.
Somebody asked her
I
how
believe
far
it was
down
Quark.
Is Quark asked her how far?
Yeah. Also, watching Quark lose his mind over the Ferengi getting equal rights for women.
Yeah.
And it was just so funny. He's like, I'm going to make everything better. And then he realizes, no, I'm just going to about it.
And then Moogie, who was played by Andrea Martin, was like, you know it's going to triple the economy. And he's like, oh, I'm conflicted between profit and misogyny.
Basically.
Anyway, go on. The quiz. Yeah, we're totally
paying
attention.
Back to that whole quiz thing.
All
yeah.
the way down.
So the new Liberal government has been very, very busy. We're going into quickfire politics round, which I know has got you all at the edge of your seat. What is the title of Bill C-16?
Chance Rights Bill?
Is it the Bathroom Rights Bill?
No, that's the Bathroom Rights is a misnomer passed mm-hmm. around by, I think, namely conservative media, but it doesn't actually relate too much to bathrooms.
Is Bill C-16 also known as Friday by
no,
Jessica Black?
It is not Friday
Why?
By Jessica Black.
Her song should be a legislation.
Oh
so
my
we
gosh.
Have better Fridays.
Sometimes it is actually the act to amend the Canadian Human Rights Code and the Canadian Human Rights Act and the Criminal Code.
That is such a boring bureaucratic title.
I know, it
title.
Is a dreadfully boring
It's the
title.
Kind of thing you would name
dreadfully
something.
Boring answer, yeah.
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 An act to amend the Canadian Human Rights Act and Criminal Code, Bill C-16.
Yeah, and that's it, end of sentence.
He like just it looked it up.
Doesn't even look it up. Did you Google it?
Well, yeah, because I was like, I should know this one.
Quizzes.
You already gave the answer. You already gave the answer.
It's true.
Well, I mean,
you
I
already
give
gave
it a
the
choice,
answer.
I would but, Google during a quiz.
But in Brendan's defense, he is wearing blue and white gingham.
Mm. Anyways, moving on. The Liberals announced a plan to remove Section 159 of the Criminal Code because it discriminates against homosexuality. But what straight sex act has been illegal and people didn't know about it?
See, I already knew this because I did an entire episode on it.
I knew this already. Yeah. Should I say it or should I?
What's your answer?
Is it...
Participate.
Is it...
Yeah, it's...
I wanted to say... they did want to change the age of consent for anal sex
into the microphone
to age 16. They lowered it.
Yeah, so the
it was 18 before, right?
The element of 159 that it relates to homosexuality is that currently nearly all of the sex acts is 16, but anal sex is 18.
Mm-hmm. And now
however,
they've lowered it to 16, correct?
Also, the phrasing.
No, they haven't lowered it.
They want to.
They want to remove Section 159, which is unenforceable under most provinces.
Well, also, the phrasing mm-hmm. of 159 is one of the weirdest. It's going to sound weird to hear this, but I recommend you look up the exact phrasing of a law out there because it's really weird.
This is what the crux of the question is. The question isn't about anal sex between men. This
well, the exact
this is
phrasing.
What Sebastian.
Luke, let me finish.
Oh my gosh, you won't let me finish the question.
I was giving an answer. It was because it says that anal sex is strictly forbidden under every circumstance imaginable, with the following exceptions, and then the exceptions are basically every circumstance imaginable. It's a weird law, but it does forbid everyone, including straight people, from having group sex. If there's anal involved.
That was going to be my guess.
That actually is the right answer. I'm quoting directly here where it says, an act shall be deemed not to have been engaged in private if it is engaged in a public space or if more than two persons take part or are present. So any threesome involving anal sex has been
someone explain the logic behind that to me, though. Like, if you're two-person doing anal, that's fine. But if you add a person in the room...
Even if they're just watching.
Yeah, even
but
if
doesn't it say if they're engaged in oh, or if more than two persons do.
Yeah. It specifically says
so it's just,
it's not considered being private if it's in a public place
Or if one other person is there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you do it with your partner or, you know, just one person, that's fine.
I mean, at that point, you may as well do it on the street because it's the same in the eyes of the law. Well, please don't have anal sex in the street.
Did you ever see Shortbus?
Isn't sex already illegal to do in public in the first place?
Yeah.
But doesn't this mean that the exception is that if you are engaging in anal intercourse with a third person, that is illegal, but engaging in any sex with any third-party person would be legal? That
is
confusing.
We have to jump back to the quiz. We don't have too much time. So the Prime Minister has announced that Randy Boissonnault, MP for Edmonton Centre, has been made special advisor on LGBTQ issues. But during our November 10th episode, which House of Cards character did MP Boissonnault say that he gets confused with?
Oh, I know this one already.
Like, who do people confuse him for?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Can I at least know what this guy looks like? MP?
Randy Boissonnault.
Randy Boissonnault.
Middle-aged white guy, tall.
Balding.
You know what my answer is going to be?
I mean, the fact that he's balding, that's kind of a dead giveaway for House of Cards, isn't it?
There are a lot of bald politicians, that's true.
Do they confuse him for Shakira?
They do not confuse him for Shakira. The correct answer actually is Doug Stamper. And we're jumping to the sports section of the quiz. So, but this is a sports section with a bit of a twist. This year we saw the Rio Olympics and Canada bringing home an incredible number of medals. So we'd like to congratulate, of course, the Canadian Olympic team on their amazing success. But we are looking at sports people who do the sports, and whether or not they have been a dick at some point in 2016 or whether or not they've had a dick pic leaked during 2016. So I'll give you a name. And what sports they do to themselves.
What sports they do to themselves.
And then you have to decide whether or not they've had a leaked dick pic or if they've just been a dick. So the first one is Aaron Moody from the Swindon Town Football Club.
Moody.
Dick pic.
That's the right answer.
Yes.
Under the Instagram account of Big White Cock 20, his...
Oh, yes, I remember this guy. He was like, oh, my God.
Why?
His substantial talent was spotted, and he made headlines earlier this year.
To be honest, I saw it, and I really freaking hope it's Photoshop, because if it is real, some woman just got wrecked.
So Corey Wagner, the North Melbourne club in the Australian
Ironically,
Football
Wagner.
League, so it's the Australian Wag. Football no. team or league.
Australian, I would say a dick pic.
That's the correct answer. Yeah, another dick pic was leaked. Okay, Andre Gray, the Burnley striker, Premiership League footballer.
Another footballer.
Dick.
No. Let's think here. Say it one more time.
Andre Gray... striker for Burnley, a Premiership League footballer.
Premier League.
I mean, that sounds like a dickish name.
So maybe he is a dick.
Yeah. So that was my intuition.
The correct answer is dick. He never removed homophobic tweets despite several warnings that he made in 2012. They blew up in 2016 with one reading, "Is it me or are there gays everywhere? #burn, #die. Got into some pretty serious
trouble. That is
trouble.
Terrible.
Raul Mareles, Chelsea Football Club.
Dick pic. With a name like that, it sounds like a dick pic name. Not gonna lie.
I have to agree with Jake.
That sounds like racial profiling.
Well,
What profiling did I do?
I would say it's racial profiling. I would say clickbait profiling because I've seen enough clickbaits.
That also sounds like racial profiling. I think you're digging yourself deeper there, Jake.
Is it?
So the
is
correct answer was dick. He was given an 11-match ban for spitting at a referee and making homophobic gestures.
Wow.
So last one is Matias Caruso, Mura Cajas, and Gonzalo Piovi, all Argentine footballers.
This was an Olympics thing, wasn't it?
There was three of them? There was three of them?
Different thing. Yeah.
Okay, now to get dick pics from three separate gentlemen on the same team, that would be quite the undertaking to try and get
that.
I think it's more likely that they are dicks.
I would say dick pic, because I remember there was a case like that.
I did find out an interesting thing about Argentina. Apparently, catcalling is punishable for up to a minimum of 10 days.
Wow.
So if you are a dick and you live in Argentina and you like to catcall women, you can go to jail for that.
The correct answer was dick pic. They weren't dick all picks. On the same team, but an astounding number of Argentine footballers this year were caught either catfished or with their shorts down. And we'll get back
that
to...
That is an elaborate scheme.
We'll get back to more dicks or dick pic just after this.
You realize we're speaking figuratively. Our stats are thoroughly impressive. Our coach really has a mighty touch. Our players are fast and strong and brave, and your guys, not so much. In fact, we played teams across the nation, and you're the worst one we've come across. Try to assimilate that information, and it just might help you cope with your impending loss. Oh, and if somehow we are still failing to effectively articulate the points at hand, allow us now to summarize them in a manner that your feeble brains can understand. We're great,
we're great.
And you suck.
You suck.
We're great.
And that was Sports, or Sports Song, by Weird Al Yankovic. And I think that sums up probably my understanding of sports. And
you could have also played Sports Sports Go Sports by, who are they called? Kate Minucci and...
They call themselves Garfunkel and Oates. Yeah.
That's it. Garfunkel and Oates does a song called Sports Go Sports. And it's a generic, very generic... sports theme where they're like, I hope you take the ball or puck or whatever to the net or the hole or across the line, and it's whatever numerical result is best for you. And it's, yeah, because you know, some sports you want a lower score, and other ones you want a higher, like golf you want a lower score. Yeah.
Now, it was a pretty tough call between the two, like which one we should go with. And
Or dick pic, Tiger Woods.
Both.
I'm not asking the questions here. I'm joking.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. I thought that was a quiz. I'm like, suddenly the quiz master becomes the quiz.
Yes.
I mean, in that case, it would just be, you'd just be like October. And then it'd be like October, he did this. So I guess the answer would be, you know.
So, dick or dick pics, round two. Now we're looking at other people.
Politicians?
Corey Bernardi. An Australian politician.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a dick or a dick pic?
Oh, Australian politician?
Yes.
Oh, probably a dick.
That actually, in this case, was the correct answer. Mm-hmm. He compared gay marriage to having sex with animals in his 2016. This is funny. In 2016, his web domain, coreybernardi.com.au, went up for sale when it was promptly snapped up by LGBT activists. And the resulting website was not particularly pro him.
It's like the Australian version.
Let me guess.
Of
they showed gay porn. Yeah.
They should have put gay porn on that. That would have been hilarious.
Of course.
They didn't though.
Oh.
Okay. Julian Assange, founder of WikiLeaks.
Oh, he was a bad man. He did a lot of bad things this year.
He's a dick.
Yeah, you're gonna have to pick and choose. I mean, you probably have something in front of you for the thing that you're focusing on. But yeah, no, he did a bunch of bad things this year.
Well, I mean, helping to lose Hillary in the election, I think, is the biggest dickish thing.
Also, he accused the media of being overly nosy, which is, first of all, it's something that he does, and secondly, it is their job to be overly nosy. There's a huge thing between him and mainstream media where you're just sitting there going, but that's what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
There's a few things where he did that, and you're like, but that's how it's supposed to work. And yeah, anyway. Yeah, Julius Assange. That's the answer, Dick.
The correct answer is Dick. And the reason why, I didn't think I'd say that before, like that loudly on radio. But the correct answer is he was a dick because WikiLeaks leaked the names of Saudi men who had been arrested for homosexuality in a country that still carries the death penalty, leading to massive criticism as people may have been vigilantes in chasing them up. So now we have Ben Cohen, who is an English rugby player.
Did you say Cohen?
Yeah, C-O-H-E-N.
Not Cohen?
Yeah.
Oh, Ben Cohen.
Ben Cohen, he's a rugby player.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to say Ben Cohen was like an early openly gay rugby player too.
He's pretty popular.
So just out of wishful thinking, because I don't know the answer, I'm going to say dick pic.
The correct answer is dick pic. Well, more of a tape. The England team player who was left devastated when his for his three little girls, when the video emerged that he went from when he was younger. He has long been an LGBT advocate in promoting LGBT acceptance in rugby and had to deal with a leaked video earlier this year. The next one is Pat McCrory, US politician.
Well, is he Republican?
Yes.
Then it's probably a dick pic.
You're all wrong. The correct answer is, quite frankly, a dick. The former US governor of North Carolina, who lost his seat by about 5,000 to 6,000 in the November election. He was internationally famous for passing House Bill 2, which massively curbed trans rights in North Carolina, resulting in dozens and dozens of companies withdrawing from the state, costing the economy hundreds of millions.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The NBA pulled all of their games, costing them $100 million, and tech companies pulled conventions, costing another $100 million. Over $400 million in total has been lost. Troy Sivan, YouTube personality.
Dick pic. I know about this one, I think.
Is the correct answer. Troy Sivan was in the news earlier this year after he released his album, and we have a track from that album lined up next.
I'm not gonna lie, dick pic right after you release an album, quite convenient.
Well, it was a month or so later, but it was notable because
it's brilliant, right, Jake?
When his management reached out
to
him,
good strategy.
When his management reached out to him about this leaked dick pic, his response was, "Don't I look good?" And here at the Velvet Studio, we can confirm, yes, yes, you do.
Jake Shears from the Scissor Sisters has never had photos of his genitals released, but his bare butt has been released many occasions, and it's worth looking at. He has a very nice posterior. He's one of those skinny ladies who has a butt that is much bigger than you would expect on him. Like the Flash.
We were talking about the Flash, and he's like, "Yeah, he's got really long, skinny legs, as though he skipped leg day." And I'm
no,
like,
"No, no, no, the opposite.
He's the Flash. He's
no,
got
it's
long
the
legs.
Opposite.
The opposite.
He's got a skinny upper body, and then like big, beefy legs. Bottom heavy men are rare. That was the whole point of the conversation.
Oh, okay.
So we're gonna play "Youth" by Troy Sivan, and we'll be back just after this with the last section on the big gay quiz of the year.
What if we left today? What if we said goodbye to safe and sound? What if we're hard to find? What if we lost the minds? What if we let them fall behind and they never found? And when the lights start flashing like a photo booth and the stars exploding, we'll be fireproof. My youth is yours, tripping on skies, sipping waterfalls. My youth is yours, run away now and forever. My youth is yours, the truth so loud you can't ignore. My youth is yours. What if we start to drive? What if we close our eyes? Speeding through red lights into paradise. 'Cause we've no time for getting old. What if your body
on the souls. Cross your fingers, here we go. And when the lights start flashing like a photo booth, and the stars explode, we'll be fireproof. My youth is yours. Tripping on skies, sipping waterfalls. My youth is yours. Run away now and forever. My youth is yours. The truth so loud you can't ignore. My youth, my youth, my youth, my youth is yours. Tripping on skies, sipping waterfalls. My youth is yours. Run away now and forever. My youth is yours. The truth so loud you can't ignore. My youth, my youth, my youth, my youth is yours.
Hello and welcome back to the Velvet Studio, home of Canada's top jailbirdie community talk show. And you are listening to the Big Gay Quiz of the Year. And earlier we had a very exciting round of Dick Pick. I hope you've been playing along and are fully up to speed with who is a dick and who had a dick pic leaked. But we are moving on from that thoroughly exciting category of questions to the next round, which is called Pride of the Crop. Now, this question relates to Pride events that happened over the year. And it's a bit quiet in the other studio. Are you all there?
Are you sure our mics are turned on?
Yeah.
You didn't mute us?
No.
Okay, just checking.
No. You were turned on the whole time.
No, it's okay.
So, what group has made what group was made the honorable group during the 2016 Toronto Pride Parade?
Black Lives Matter, Toronto.
Is that a guess or is that an answer?
Isn't a guess and the answer.
Oh, wasn't it the police?
They were made. You think the police were made the honorable
group?
Yeah,
right.
The group of honor. Just to give you an idea,
was it Black Lives Matter? Because I remember that there was some problems with. Them being there with police, or was that not?
My answer, which is the answer, is the Steelworkers Union, Local 311. Clearly.
You know, I think the movie Pride came out this year as well. And
those were co-workers.
Yeah, and
that's
it was
a completely different union.
And in which case.
Also, it was Wales and in the 80s.
That's fine. But. In London, the Coal Workers Union took pride of place during the parade. So the idea of steelworkers unions taking pride of place is not as absurd as people might think. Because it happened to coal workers.
Also in the steel industry, they work hard and they party hard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My stepfather used
That's
to work
a
in
Simpsons
the steel
industry.
My stepfather used to work in the steel industry. The correct answer was actually Black Lives Matter, as Jake said. This is notable because they stalled the parade for many hours as the parade was stalled by Black Lives Matter protesters. And they made the Pride Toronto executive sign an agreement addressing a litany of concerns. However, a few days later, they were startled by these same executives, at this point not over a barrel, reversed the decisions that they had made during the Pride Parade.
Mm-hmm.
So Pride Toronto did a U-turn, which they then, at the AGM, had to apologize profusely for. But the Black Lives Matter Toronto, which had been made the group of honor, stalled the parade in a protest for several hours. which, as I'm sure, led to similar movements and protests across pride parades all over the country, including in Ottawa and other cities. So,
although not every parade was stalled.
No.
Yeah.
No.
They had other versions.
But it came up in lots of places. Mm-hmm. Now, the next question I have is, what pride in Canada faced accusations of anti-Semitism when they targeted an Israeli tourist campaign for eviction from their pride festival?
Was it Head Smashed in Buffalo Jump in Saskatchewan?
I love Head Smashed in Buffalo Jump. Is it in Saskatchewan? I thought it was in Alberta.
I thought it was...
Oh, maybe it's Manitoba.
No, it's on the plains. It's on the plains, and
I think
it's
it
near
might
the
be
Badlands.
Manitoba.
It's, yeah. It's
if you know where Head Smashed in Buffalo Jump is, you can tweet us at Velvet Studio One and let us know.
And we will find out in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. We could just ask the Jugal. Let's ask the internet.
Head Smashed in Buffalo Jump. So we have one guess, which is Head Smashed in Buffalo Jump.
I'm going to say Hamilton. No.
Hamilton, Ontario?
No,
Toronto. Actually, let's make it Toronto.
I actually do know the answer, but I'm not going to. I'm holding out.
I think I know this, but. Yeah.
So
sure.
Did my ex. It took a while.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not surprised. Holding
is
out
the answer
you?
St. John or St. John's or the other St. John or the other St. John's?
Wow. They really need to get creative with this biblical names.
Yeah, I think there's just one guy called John who just went around naming towns in eastern provinces.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of Johns that I know since I've been in Canada is quite startling.
Well, it's John the Baptist. It's kind of a big deal, right? Like, in Christian mythology. But the answer is Halifax.
The answer is Halifax. And thank you for looping us round to that correct answer.
Mm.
So the correct answer, if I pull it up again, because I have more details on what happened in Halifax, a motion was brought forward by the Queer Arabs of Halifax. The tourism and travel company that was targeted for being ousted for the festivities was promoting trips to Israel. The same pride also saw their former vice chair Christopher Daniel Scolina accused of taking over $16,000 in pride and was also arrested near the end of the year. Lots of things happened in Halifax.
Now, to be fair, Tel Aviv does have one of the world's largest pride festivals.
Yes.
And if you're just there advertising for tourism and then you get mistaken for something else, something more political, that's kind of, I don't know, it's like if there was like a Mardi Gras Sydney table right next to them and on the other side a table advertising the White Party in Miami, then I think that kind of, you know, doesn't really make sense to be like, this is, I don't know. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I have one more piece of news, and this one actually goes back to the U.S. So Human Rights Campaign released their State Equality Index in December, listing how many anti-trans legislation pieces or pieces of anti-trans legislation had been proposed during, which is already set to be proposed for 2017. So we are in December. How many pieces of anti-trans legislation will hit the books
in
2017?
They think Trump is going to be elected, and he is. So I guess they're just stocking it up. How many states there are in
There's
the U.S.?
52.
52? I'll say 104.
Are you including Puerto Rico?
And Panama.
In Panama?
Oh my God, never mind.
Are they territories?
Like 40
or?
Other places, apparently.
Which are officially not colonies, even though they're totally colonies. But
so colonies these are ordinances at multiple levels.
I'm gonna say 163.
The correct answer is over 200 pieces of legislation have been tabled by December 2016 to crawl back trans rights all across the United States, which means that in 2016 we have 2017 we of course will have a lot to talk about as Trump gets inaugurated and many other things come to pass
or doesn't. if the Electoral College steps in.
If.
Yeah.
But because this comes out during the week of New Year's, we already know that they did and or didn't do that because the Electoral College decision already happened. On December 19th.
Yes.
Ooh!
Yeah.
And currently today is totally the 22nd, by the way, so we already know.
You mean the week after the 22nd?
It's the 29th today, totally.
Absolutely, we are certainly the 29th. Anyway, I feel like our listeners may have caught on to our charade that this is actually pre-recorded.
Feel free to tweet us anyway.
Yeah, tweet us anyway.
All year I have never given anyone a piggyback.
You had offered over Twitter to give someone a piggyback ride to a house party. Nobody came to my house party from Twitter. I was very upset about that.
Yeah, nobody tweeted for a piggyback ride. And you were going to offer them something as well, like a cake or something? Or?
Yeah, a slice of cake.
Slice of cake, yeah.
Nobody came for a slice of cake.
I'll take the piggyback home if you are still offering.
Well,
with the icy roads?
Well, I mean, that's exactly why I'm asking you.
So I think at the end of the quiz, the winner is Jake, who guessed the most correct answers. Although I think really Sebastian probably knew more of them. And Joshua,
I knew the dick pics, so.
Jake has a good memory for dick pics. That's apparently
I never forget a dick. Maybe a name, but not a dick.
No, that was the other part of the question was dicks. We were talking about dick pics.
I remember both dicks and dick pics.
Absolutely. So. Anyways, that's all we've got time for today. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Velvet Studio for our big gay quiz of the year. Now, next week, we are changing our format just a little bit. Our intro tune will likely change. And lots of excitement as we kick off the brand new season of the Velvet Studio across Canada. We are very excited about it. That's all for me. I'm Bean Luke Smith.
Jake Nguyen.
I'm Sebastian.
Joshua.
I'm Brennan.
And that's all for now. And we are playing out with Life on Mars by David Bowie, who very sadly passed away this year.
I thought we agreed to play a Bieber song. But her mommy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask. Take a look at the low man, beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if you'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars? Tortured brow, Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a saddening bore, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's a
blessing.